Blog Talk Radio.
What don't know a lot about you, can you just give us a brief outline about yourself?
By all means. I'm a researcher. I am a scientist. And I have devoted my career to what is known as scalar energy, or some people might call that zero-point energy or ether or even chi. And we'll explore this hour what scalar energy is and what it means to mankind. Quite succinctly, it's another form of energy. It's a different force field than that of electricity, and it offers the world tremendous hope. Tremendous benefits will be derived from scalar energy. So what we're essentially going to set forth on this hour is a new way of living. That's what scalar energy presents to us. It's a technology that will serve to promote humankind and indeed change the way we live for the better.
I'm sure it will as well, because, you know, people across the world now, there's so much of Ebola, and lots of different aids, and I'm sure with your research and your technology, you'll be able to go out there and heal all these people.
That's right, Bob. That's right. To speak to that point, one of the techniques that I've developed with scalar energy is the ability to break down the molecular forms of pathogens, of germs. And I'll have to say that with the scalar energy instrument, it's rather easy, it's rather routine to break apart to destroy a virus or a bacterium. So essentially what I'm announcing to the world is I have discovered the cure for viral infection, the cure for bacterial infection. And this is frankly going to alleviate a great deal of suffering around the world. So again, we'll explore what we're doing with scalar energy, and we'll elaborate upon that and show the great promise of scalar energy this hour.
Where does scalar energy originate, and describe its nature?
Scalar energy is from the sun, from the stars of our universe. All energy initiates as scalar energy from our stars. And then scalar energy inevitably will convert into electromagnetic energy. So if we look at the cosmology of the universe, we see that all light stems from God, and from that, it is a scalar energy emanation. Scalar energy essentially is a first principle. And that scalar energy forms a double helix. If you were to photograph a scalar wave, it would look like two corkscrews intertwined. Scalar energy is a double helix. And that double helix serves as the motif, if you will, for any scalar wave. That's the perfection of energy. Well, sadly, around the universe, and especially in this world, scalar energy, that double helix, degrades or decouples. And the result is a derivative, which is electricity or magnetism. So all energy in the universe initiates as scalar energy, but in most environments it degrades, it converts into electricity and magnetism. As such, we have an inferior energy that we work with in this world, electricity. My contention is once we understand scalar energy and its properties, and we can harness scalar energy, we will be able to replace our modern-day age of the electrical age with a new energy means, a new way of energy generation, which will be scalar energy. So in a nutshell, scalar energy is the energy from the stars, from our sun. It's the perfect energy of the universe. It represents free energy, superabundant energy that is clean. And we'll see how scalar energy in the near future is going to serve to change the course of history.
I'm sure it is as well, Tom. I'm sure it is. You know, did Nikola Tesla, did he start the process off all them years ago with an idea about moving pathogens and healing people?
Yeah. Tesla developed many scalar energy instruments, but sadly, none of them survive today. At his death, the U.S. government seized all of Tesla's inventions and all of his notes, and his lifelong accomplishments were essentially suppressed by the United States government. Well, I hope to in some way resurrect the work of Tesla. And in so doing, we can once again, if you will, reinvent many of these Tesla instruments. Tesla was on the verge of changing the way we live. And Tesla had some nefarious forces who are against him. And the reason I say that is scalar energy represents free energy. And the reason I say that, it's from the sun, it's from the stars. There is no power plant for scalar energy. It's produced by the stars of our universe. So we have an infinite supply of energy. And in application, it's relatively inexpensive to harness and control scalar energy. So over 100 years ago, when Tesla was experimenting with scalar energy, the powers that be, the powers of that day, were very threatened by this technology. This technology would have changed the industrial age. This technology would have changed the way we look at oil production and the way we look at geothermal production. So if Tesla would have succeeded, the world would have looked a lot different today than what it does. That's one of my goals. I want to introduce scalar energy to the world. And finally, the world will realize that we have an infinite supply of energy. Scalar energy will replace most modern forms of energy generation on account of the fact that it's super abundant, it's clean, it does not leave any footprint, and that it's relatively inexpensive to put into application.
Yes, I can see that as well. How does scalar energy dissemble pathogens?
This is fascinating. And to this day, I'm fascinated as to what I discovered in my laboratory and really the underpinnings, if you will, of scalar energy and how it works. Well, let's go back to the basics of any chemical composition. Chemicals, any type of matter, is held together by a molecular bond. We understand there are ionic bonds, covalent bonds, dispersion bonds, hydrogen bonds. These are bonds that hold together molecules. And there is an intelligence, there's a force that holds together these bonds. And I have discovered it's scalar energy that holds together these bonds. Scalar energy then is essentially responsible for the geometry of the universe. Imagine, it's not electricity, it's scalar energy that holds together matter. Scalar energy is responsible for holding together all physical forms, including germs, pathogens. Well, with my scalar energy instrument, I began to experiment over 20 years ago with scalar energy, and I found that I could release the molecular bonds that hold together pathogens, germs. And in so doing, I could almost effortlessly break apart or destroy a germ. I don't care if it's a virus, a bacterium, a fungus, etc. Scalar energy allows me to negate, to release the molecular bonds that hold together pathogens. So essentially what I have discovered is going to eventually be considered as the cure for pathogenic infection. I have a means to break apart pathogens, and I do it with energy, with light. And it's relatively routine, but by this point in my career, I could say that I can routinely break apart, disassemble any virus, any bacterium, any fungus. So with that statement, scalar energy allows me to routinely eradicate viruses, bacteria, and fungi from the human body and essentially cure people of viral, bacterial, and fungal diseases. This is the breadth, if you will, of scalar energy. This is the scope of scalar energy. And that's essentially just a tip of the iceberg as to what we can do with scalar energy. Ultimately, scalar energy will prove to be the means of controlling our universe. Again, it's a first principle. It is a direct manifestation from God. So this is, if you will, consummate control over the physical universe. If you have a scalar energy instrument, you can control molecular forms. You can control atomic forms. You can either create a form, a physical form, or you can disassemble, break apart a physical form. So essentially, what I am on the brink of presenting to the world is complete control, mastery over physical forms. We now have the means to control, in a consummate sense, our physical environment.
Very interesting, very interesting. And I'm sure, I'm hoping lots of people out there who are listening to the show will be thinking, gosh, you know, that is amazing. How somebody can do that. You know, with the technology you've got there, it can do basically anything, cure anybody of lots of diseases, what are happening around the world, especially in Africa, Ebola and AIDS.
Yes.
And, you know, because the Ebola was devastating around the world. And,
yes,
you know, with the help from you, you should be able to control that as well.
Of course. I have actually, Bob, treated people for the Ebola virus. And provided I can start treating people before there's any bleeding or significant hemorrhaging, they survive. So what I'm saying is that my scalar energy instrument can indeed break apart the Ebola virus. I have a mastery. I have a control over the Ebola virus, as well as any virus. And I can prove this. For instance, many people who come to me are suffering from herpes infection. Herpes is rampant in the world. Herpes 1, which is known as oral herpes, it's conjectured that probably half of the adult population in the world has herpes 1 infection. Herpes 2, genital infection, probably at least 15% of the adult population in the world has herpes 2 infection. These viruses are essentially ubiquitous. Nonetheless, with my scalar energy process, I am able to break apart, I'm able to destroy those viruses. And I have diagnostic tests that prove that. Many of the people who've come to me, many of my clients, have asked me to eradicate the herpes virus from their body. Well, there is scientific testing that was conducted to establish the fact that, yes, initially these people were diagnosed as carrying the herpes virus. And subsequent to my scalar energy treatments, after I treated these people, they invariably asked for a follow-up diagnostic test. And those follow-up diagnostic tests invariably prove that there's no viral load or that there's no presence of the herpes virus in their body. So the before tests show that there is a presence of the herpes virus. I treat them with scalar energy then, and the after test prove an absence of the herpes virus. Now, this has not happened in one or two cases, isolated cases. This happens across the board. Everybody that I've treated with scalar energy for the herpes virus, everybody had a complete eradication, if you will, of the virus. It no longer exists. And the reason I'm so certain of that is, again, a scalar energy instrument allows you to have control over nature. And with that, I have a control over the herpes virus. And the diagnostic tests are proving that. Everybody that I treat with scalar energy, I simply can eradicate the herpes virus from their body. Now, this is quite promising. Obviously, the herpes virus is once again a universal virus. People from around the world are infected with this virus. It causes a great deal of suffering. There are consequences. We understand that some viruses can lead to cancer. Some viruses will integrate their genetic material into a human cell and cause that cell to proliferate. And in so doing, the cell becomes immortalized, and it's essentially that's the recipe for cancer. So not only can I destroy viruses, but in some cases, by destroying viruses, I'll be able to prevent some types of cancer. So all of this is very promising. All of this essentially will serve to galvanize the world around scalar energy. I am proving to the world that not only does scale energy exist, but there's benefits to be derived from this energy. There's just really a fantastic sequence of events, I think, that will soon follow once the world understands scalar energy. What is that sequence of events? Well, compare the age of scalar energy to that of electricity. Look how and consider how electricity changed the course of human history. Imagine the world 200 years ago without electricity, and look at the world today and the advances that electricity has made in the past 100 years. Now consider how scalar energy is actually even an improvement to that of electricity. And what we cannot achieve today by way of electricity, we will be able to achieve by way of scalar energy. So it is my contention that once the world embraces scalar energy, we will see an improvement in our lifestyles across the board. The purpose of my research is to see to it that mankind improves, that our lives improve, that we have benefits to be derived from this incredible gift from God. And it is my contention that scalar energy will have a more profound effect upon mankind than that of electricity. Imagine that. Scalar energy will change the world to a greater extent than that of electricity.
I've got Estella in the chat room at the moment. She said, good evening, gentlemen. May I ask Tom a question, please? Do the viruses in the body die immediately or over an average length of time with the scalar energy?
That's a brilliant question. The virus, the microorganism, dies immediately. That's a brilliant question. Why? Because I instantly released the molecular bonds. The broadcast of information that scalar energy affords allows me to negate those molecular bonds instantly. And when there is such a negation, then that, in the case of a virus or a bacterium, etc., that negation of the molecular bonds simply causes the germ to fall apart. It instantly dies. And it dies on account of the fact that it's lost its molecular integrity. It's no longer a viable organism because it no longer has molecular structure. So that's a brilliant question. Your guest is insightful. Thank you.
That's good. How does scalar energy assemble nutrients inside the human body?
Scalar energy does what I tell it to do, Bob. And I'll give you an example. I take a photograph of vitamin E, a magnified photograph of vitamin E. This is an example. And I actually place a photograph of vitamin E inside my scalar energy instrument. And my instrument will look at a photograph, and then from that character, from that signature, will tell the body to start to assemble vitamin E inside the body. Now imagine that. A photograph of a micronutrient, in this case vitamin E, serves as the informational backdrop to instruct an instrument, a scalar energy instrument, to assemble vitamin E inside the body. So the media, if you will, the information that I use is an actual photograph of a micronutrient. And my instrument, in turn, will understand the genetic code, will understand the molecular code of vitamin E, and in turn will start assembling any type of physical form inside the body. In this case, it's not the genetic code, but it's the molecular code, if you will, of vitamin E that will be assembled inside the human body.
Marvelous, marvelous. Excuse me a minute. That sounds absolutely terrific, that is. How does scalar energy allow Tom Palino to treat people the way of their photographs?
Again, I'm using scalar energy. I'm not using electricity. And scalar energy allows me to work remotely. That is, I can broadcast scalar energy anywhere in the world, much like a satellite can broadcast a signal anywhere in the world. So my scalar energy instrument will allow me to broadcast scalar energy to anybody in the world. And the only thing that I need to identify a person and broadcast energy to that person is their photograph. That is, if I were to take your photograph, Bob, and you live in the United Kingdom, and I live in Florida, with my scalar energy instrument, I could instruct, by way of your photograph, my instrument in the United States to send energy to you, to send a scalar energy signal to you in the United Kingdom. It acts like a satellite. So no matter where you live in the world, my instrument can find you and send a signal to you. So if you will, my scalar energy instrument works like a universal satellite. And it can send a signal anywhere in the world. And as such, that signal serves to what? In this case, to break down a virus or a bacteria, to break down a fungus.
Well, that's amazing. So could you, if say there were 3,000 people at a football match, could you eradicate all their viruses in one go?
Yeah. Very good, Bob. Very good. That's very insightful, likewise. That's what I envision. In the future, in order for me to say I'd love to treat 10 million people a day, what I'm going to ask people to do is, say at a soccer stadium or a baseball stadium or a cricket stadium, if you will, for people who want to be treated with scalar energy, they would simply sit down in the stand, in the bleachers, and I would take a photograph of, say, 5,000 people or 10,000 people who wanted to be treated with scalar energy. And that one photograph of 5,000 people would allow me to send energy to each individual, and in so doing, the instructions, the signal that I would send to those 5,000 people would be for germs to break apart. So to answer your question, yes, I could easily walk into a soccer stadium or a football stadium or a baseball stadium or a tennis stadium and take photographs of the crowd, and I could treat easily, by one photograph, easily 5 or 10,000 people per photograph, and subsequently we would eradicate and cure those people of pathogenic infection.
Right. What's the most thing you want to help you on your way? Is it donations? Is it sponsors to help you?
I need help, like you're giving me today, Bob. I am a private researcher. I do not attach myself to any university, government agency, corporation. I'm a private individual. I'm privately funded. It's a private institution that I represent. It's my company, if you will. And with that said, I need help. And I need a lot of people to help promulgate this, to at least tell their friends and their neighbors as to the great advances that I've realized. So a radio program like this, Bob, thank you, and other subsequent promotion is needed. Sadly, I've been doing this now for the past 4 years, curing people of pathogenic infection, and the world is not taking advantage of it. People have ignored my research. So what do I need? I need people who are really interested and who really want to help me. Please contact me. Let's work together. I have the means to alleviate suffering around the world in a very simple process, in a very cost-effective fashion. If you're interested, please contact me, and let's work together. I need to get this information out there to the general public. There needs to be some type of groundswell of support. I cannot do this alone. Again, I'm a private researcher, and working within my means, there's only so much I can do. I have no funding from any government or university or corporation. This is all privately funded.
Can scalar energy eradicate skin mites?
I don't work with skin mites for various reasons, Bob. And the main reason is with any type of insect, they're not within the body. And the problem with so many insects, whether it's a mite or whatnot, they travel around your house, if you will, or around your office. And these mites are not per se directly on your body all the time. To the contrary, if I'm working with somebody who has a viral or bacterial or a fungal disease, those organisms, those microorganisms, are within the body. So it's always easy to treat out. It's always expedient, and it's always simple to treat out, obviously, what's already infecting the body, what's inside the body. That's simple. I do that routinely. However, if there's some type of infestation in the home, I cannot treat out a home. I can treat the human body or an animal body, for that matter. But I cannot treat, say, a bedroom. I cannot treat a house. I cannot treat a school or an office. That's another chapter in my research. I'm aware of some certain nuances that if we overcome those nuances, then, yes, I'll be able to treat out a factory or a school or a home. But I'm not doing that right now. I'm simply concentrating on people and animals.
Right. Estella in the chat room has wrote again, would it be helpful to have someone willing to try scale energy for specific common problems so she can be a case study to advertise?
Sure, sure. Bob, I'm going to provide a link, a computer link, that anybody can subscribe to free scalar energy treatments. I'm offering free treatments for 15 days. And if you have a pen in hand, the woman who called in, the link is creativestrength.us. Creativestrength.us. Creative, Creative, strength, strength, .us. Visit that website. Sign up for a free treatment. Well, I will treat you for free for 15 days. After 15 days, you will discover that you're germ-free. You're pathogen-free. And you will see the benefit. Your body will experience a new terrain, a terrain that is essentially now devoid of bacterial, fungal, and viral infection.
That's so good as well, Tom.
Thank you.
That is good to be for people out there who want some treatment, just to try it out.
Yes.
And I'm sure everything what Tom said will be done. What is the future of scalar energy, and how will its acceptance serve to change the world for the better?
Sure. We touched on that briefly. I'll expand now. Scalar energy will replace modern-day technology. Scalar energy will make obsolete so much of our technology today. And in so doing, scalar energy is going to be a preferred technology. Scalar energy is going to be a preferred means of power generation. What do I foresee with scalar energy? Well, scalar energy will put an end to the oil wars, to the wars that we fight for oil and for natural gas. If your supply of energy is infinite, and that's the case with scalar energy, scalar energy is an infinite supply of energy from our stars, then who can fight over the energy of the stars? Nobody. It's once you take scarcity out of the equation, so to speak, well, then you no longer have a commodity that's going to be fought for, a commodity that will cause strife. If scalar energy is superabundant, infinite in supply, you're not going to have any more fighting over oil. And that's one of the things that I envision in the near future. We will no longer have this geopolitical confrontation. We will no longer go to war over oil. We will no longer go to war over natural gas. We'll have an infinite supply of energy. Scalar energy will essentially replace the existing power grid. Now imagine that. Scalar energy is available anywhere in the universe, including anywhere in this world, planet Earth. And in so doing, you don't need telephone wires. You don't need satellites. You don't need relay switches. You don't need substations. You don't need wiring in your home, electrical wiring in your home. Why? Ooh. Because scalar energy simply can be accessed. Anywhere in the atmosphere, you can access scalar energy. So with scalar energy, there is no power plant. The stars are the power plant. Hence, there's no need for a grid. You don't need telephone wires or some type of power plant. All you need is a scalar energy instrument to, if you will, to capture, to harness the superabundant scalar energy found in every home, found in every school, factory, church. Scalar energy is universal energy. So once we understand that, we will develop a new technology in which all of our modern-day technology, if you will be replaced by scalar energy. In other words, instead of having a cell phone that relies upon the electromagnetic spectrum, radio waves, etc., microwaves, you're going to have a scalar energy cell phone. And a scalar energy cell phone is perfect communication. You'll never drop a call with a scalar energy cell phone. A scalar energy cell phone will realize a perfect signal. So anytime you're speaking on a cell phone, you'll have perfect clarity. A scalar energy cell phone will not rely upon satellites. You do not have to bounce a signal off a satellite. Ooh. To the contrary, scalar energy travels through the Earth. And you don't need a system of satellites with scalar energy. So that's just one example of where we're going with scalar energy. The future is beckoning. The day is coming that scalar energy will replace so much of the technology in this world. As the expression has it, this is a game changer. This is a monumental game changer. And once again, I stand by my statement. Scalar energy will change the course of human history.
Yes. I'm sure it will, Tom. Estella's in the chat room again. She would like to. Can scalar energy also help with balancing the polarity of the people's body to help them physically and mentally?
Yes, I believe that's possible in the future. I have to develop stronger scalar energy instruments. And once I do that, then scalar energy should be able to allow people who are paralyzed to, if you will, reboot their body or reprogram their body. Frankly, I believe paralysis is essentially a short circuit or some type of scalar energy interruption. If we reprogram the body with scalar energy, then we should be able to bring people out of comas, and we should be able to correct paralysis.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. And I'm sure with your work and your technology, what you're working on, you've come a long way over them years. When you first started out and you were doing all this, it must have been your ideas. And what did you think when you first started out, looking at Tesla's work and thinking, I might be able to do something with this?
I was fascinated with Tesla. Let me cut to the chase. One of the reasons why the world has never duplicated Tesla's work, Nikola Tesla was a great electrical engineer, but later in his career, Tesla worked almost exclusively with scalar energy. And it was Tesla's inventions during the latter part of his life that were just so phenomenal. And the reason nobody has ever duplicated those techniques, those inventions, and those physical demonstrations that what Tesla was able to achieve is that nobody has developed scalar energy instruments. The latter part of Tesla's life, he was working almost exclusively with scalar energy. So in order to reproduce Nikola Tesla's work, his monumental work, you have to start working with scalar energy instruments. Well, to this day, I contend there's very few people in the world who truly understand scalar energy, its nature, and how to apply it. I believe God has given me that wisdom. And with that said, very few people will ever be able to duplicate what Nikola Tesla has achieved. Now, he was a super genius. But in order to have these results that Nikola Tesla had, and if you really want to follow in the footsteps of Nikola Tesla, well, first you have to understand scalar energy and its nature, and then you have to develop scalar energy instruments that control scalar energy. My contention is, Bob, is that I don't see anybody out there with a scalar energy instrument where they can readily control scalar energy. I can do that. I do that routinely.
Yes, I know you do. What unique experiences have you witnessed when working with scalar energy in your laboratory? So I presume when you started out doing your tests, I bet you were amazed what could happen.
Yes, I was. To put it this way, scalar energy is a different dimension than that of electricity, than that of a magnetism. So when I am working in my laboratory, I am working in a different dimension. It's a different force field. And the rules of science change vis-a-vis that of an electromagnetic environment to that of a scalar energy environment. That is, when I'm working in my laboratory, incredible things happen. I can easily, for instance, illuminate a light bulb that I hold in my hand. And I do that by virtue of the fact that scalar energy is universal energy. And within my laboratory, light bulbs will automatically illuminate. Light bulbs will automatically light up. I realize anytime I'm working with a scalar energy instrument, it will send signals in my laboratory. And sometimes I've had signals sent to my computer to the point that my computer started to malfunction because my computer did not recognize the scalar energy environment. Again, a scalar energy environment is not an electromagnetic environment. There are a different set of instructions. So if you take your computer into the vicinity of a scalar energy environment, the computer is confused because the computer is no longer in an electromagnetic environment that it recognizes. The computer is in a different environment with different events taking place with a different set of physical properties. And in so doing, it's a different physics in which a computer is not able to function. So in many ways, a scalar energy environment negates the information found in an electromagnetic environment. So working locally now, obviously, with my scalar energy environment, I realize that my instruments override the electromagnetic spectrum. And with that said, what is applicable, what we see to be relevant and germane in this world is now made obsolete, if you will, in a scalar energy environment. A scalar energy environment overrides an electromagnetic environment. There, hence, are different events, different phenomena that take place. Here's another example. In a scalar energy environment, if I hold a compass in my hand, the compass will not orient. Why? Because in a scalar energy force field, there is no north, south, east, or west. Scalar energy does not recognize the cardinal points. Well, one of the ways I can identify a true scalar energy force field is that a compass will not in any way orient to any geomagnetic point. That's one of the wonderments, if you will, of scalar energy. Scalar energy is a dimension that does not recognize that does not recognize magnetism. Scalar energy does not recognize magnetism. And hence, any type of magnetic reference will simply not be relevant in a scalar energy force field. I could go on and on like this, but I have to abbreviate my comment. Nonetheless, it's fascinating. It's a different force field, Bob. It's a different geometry. It's a different physics books. What you and I learned in school and college is wonderful, but we studied an electromagnetic physics. And what I'm saying is a scalar energy physics is entirely different. It's not electricity.
And that's the beauty of it. Because I'm sure in the future we will be using scalar energy.
We will. We will.
The point about it is, if we started to use scalar energy now, The oil companies have gone out of business, everything, and the government won't allow that just yet, would they?
No, and that's the resistance that I see. What I have discovered, what I have developed, is, again, a new way of living. And scalar energy will make obsolete so many technologies. Scalar energy will make obsolete so much of the corporate world, so much of what we see in telecommunications and medicine. Scalar energy will obviously be a new form of energy generation. It will make it obsolete oil and natural gas. So with the advent of scalar energy, this is a sea change for humanity. And you will see this in your lifetime, people. Mark my word. Scalar energy is about to make its grand entrance upon the world stage. And it will change the way we live. It will change the course of history.
And I'm sure it will. Estella in the chat room again. She said, that's fabulous. Thank you. I'm a massage and energy therapist using dowsing as a tool to guide clients to improving their health. I already directed one client to Tom and hope to direct more depending on the results I shall. And she said she's going to sign up for the 15-day course. And she's looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Thank you for trying it. What more could I ask for? Thank you for being open to this. Thank you for trying it. To speak to that point, she mentioned dowsing. Was that correct, Bob?
Yes,
dowsing,
yes.
Yeah. Dowsing is really a function of scalar energy. Many people can, with a dowsing rod, they can find water or they can find perhaps a certain mineral underground, and with that, there's a subterranean emanation. Well, what is that emanation? It's a scalar energy emanation. And this is why some people are very sensitive and they can hold a dowsing rod in their hand. And that dowsing rod is a scalar energy antenna, if you will. It's a scalar energy indicator. And we finally now are starting to understand the science behind scalar energy. So scalar energy can be used as a detection device. Hence, a dowsing rod is a scalar energy detection device. And this is why some people are
it,
so...
Tom,
yeah.
She's using it... I forgot what I was going to tell you. She's using a dowsing pendant.
Yes. Whether it's a rod or a pendant, it seems
it's
that she has such proficiency.
They're both scalar energy, aren't they?
Exactly. It seems that she has such proficiency with scalar energy that she can interpret the results. And that only makes sense to me. Why? Scalar energy is intelligence. And scalar energy can be channeled, can be funneled through whether it's a dowsing rod or some type of pendant. That's fine. And if you know how to control that energy, and she apparently does, and to interpret it, well, then it becomes a tool, and you can master, once again, physical nature. She is now understanding this beginning, this new science of scalar energy. And with dowsing, you can indeed have mastery over physical nature.
That's so true as well, you know. Excuse me. So where do you see your future now then, Tom? What else do you want to develop with scale energy?
I need help from you, Bob, and from your listening audience and from other people. Let's take this one step at a time. This is 2016. The year is 2016.
Yeah.
I would like to introduce to the world this year the cure for herpes, the cure for HIV infection. I can do that. I can destroy the herpes virus. I can destroy the HIV virus. Now, if I can do that, then this will cause the world to pay attention, to take note as to what scalar energy can do. And we can take it to the next step, and the next step is power generation. And after that, that power generation will eventually replace our outmoded technology, and we'll have a different way of living, a better way of living, in which there will no longer be scarcity. See, this is so key, Bob. This is a central tenet, if you will, of scalar energy, as far as scalar energy in the application, as far as the economies of the world. We finally have an energy that's super abundant, that there's never going to be any scarcity, if you will, of scalar energy. Hence, the first consideration of any economic model is scarcity, Bob. And scarcity really relies upon ultimately your value, your choice. You know, what do you value more than something else? Well, if we eliminate scarcity, then we have now the ability to put any energy generation before mankind, and we have this infinite supply of power generation. Well, what is power? It's the ability to do work. It's the ability to perform certain functions. So no longer will mankind be curtailed. Scalar energy will be that infinite supply of energy that will allow us to do what we need to do. In other words, to accomplish the work, to accomplish the task that hitherto we've been prohibited from accomplishing.
Could you not? I know you're using coils. Could you make bigger coils, and would that make a difference and a bigger box?
I am working on power, upgrading the power, and it's not so much, Bob, in increasing the power output of the instrument. It's a matter of what we call over-unity, in which provided you start with, well, let's call it 1x of scalar energy.
Yes.
If you find your way into the geometry of any scalar wave, that 1x, that if you will, that building block of scalar energy, that pure scalar wave can be amplified unto itself. It's called over-unity. In other words, if I find the perfect scalar energy dimension, I should be able to increase the power output a millionfold, a billionfold, a trillionfold. And it's not about making bigger Tesla coils or a stronger instrument. It's simply a matter of finding your way into the universe, the actual, if you will, double helix of the universe, and allowing scalar energy, this is the key, allowing scalar energy to grow on its own. It wants to grow on its own. You simply have to negate the electromagnetic atmosphere. If I can find a way to eliminate electricity and magnetism in my laboratory, then I can produce a miniature star in my laboratory.
Yes. Estella's in the chat room again. If scalar energy can help my clients by killing the pathogens, etc., causing their conditions, I do believe energy practitioners like myself then work on healing the damage caused.
Yes. Right now, my present capability is, Bob, I can break apart, I can disassemble over 400,000 species of viruses and bacteria, prions, protozoan, parasites, over 400,000 species of microorganisms. Now, I can do that from my laboratory in Florida in the United States, and I can broadcast that energy anywhere in the world. And what I'd love to do is to work with a team of healers, a team of holistic healers who want to present to me their clientele. And the clientele who want to be treated with scalar energy, I'd love to do that. Not just one person, but I'd love to start treating groups of people. And eventually, as we spoke about earlier, thousands upon thousands of people that,
yes.
Well, you could visit a soccer stadium, and you could easily treat 50,000 people in a soccer stadium.
Yes, that's true. But, yeah, I can see your future. What you need now is somebody to come along and help you out with some sponsors. You know,
yes.
I'll try in the UK. I'll do my best over here for you. If I can introduce anybody to you who's going to help you with a bit of finance or anything like that, I will do my best.
Please. Thank you, Bob. That's more than I could ask for. And again, it all boils down to participation. There's only so much I can do. I'm only one man. I need help. So all of you who are listening to this program, please help us. Don't be bashful. Let me give my website, Bob. My website is selfhealgo.com. Self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go.com. Selfhealgo.com. You can phone us, telephone us, or send us an email. If you have a sincere interest, contact me and I'll contact you back.
Yeah, as Phyllis just said, I would love to help more people with hands-on and distant healing, Tom.
Okay. Well, let's do it, Bob.
Can
let's
you give
let's
us,
do
can
it.
You, can, Can you give us the link for the creative strength?
Yes, yes. For the free treatments, the free scalar energy treatments for 15 days, that link is creativestrength.us. I'll spell it creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, strength, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, dot, period, U-S. Creative Strength, period, U.S. That's for the free trial, 15 days of free scalar energy treatments. Anybody can sign up. You can pass that link out to all of your friends and family members. And if all of Great Britain wants to sign up next week, go ahead. I want to prove it to everybody that this works.
Well, I'll put the message out there on my show and on my next shows as well. I've got one on Friday with Alan Cox on Friday. And every time I'm on my show, I will mention your name and about this 15-day free trial.
Okay, wonderful, Bob. I appreciate that. That's how a start. And from there, we strike a match and we'll have a wildfire before you know it. Good.
Anyway, well, we're never running out of time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been over a year. I should imagine it's been longer. It's so nice to hear your voice again, and I'm so glad you're still doing your scalar energy and helping people around the world.
Thank you, Bob, for the opportunity. God bless your effort. Thank you, everybody. Thank you
and
for your
God
time today.
God bless you as well. And thank you, Estella, in the chat room for giving us some questions as well. You take care, Tom. God bless. And I'll speak to you soon. If I get to know anything, I will be in touch with you. I've got your phone number.
Okay, Bob. Please do. God bless everybody. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.